This week's Torah reading is called Mishpatim, which means rules. But the truth is that in Judaism we have three different types of rules. One of them, it's a rational type, which actually is called Mishpatim, rules, rational rules, to the point that our sages say that if the Torah would not have been given, Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, we would have learned many, many behaviors from the animals of the earth. For instance, from the ant, not to steal, never steals one little piece of food that is carrying from the other one, and so on, other types of behaviors. So God ingrained in nature certain behaviors that he wants the human being to learn from the nature and so on. So being so, why did the Torah give us rational rules? The whole Parsha Mishpatim is full of rational rules, also have some rules that are not rational. That's rule number one, type of rule number one, Mishpatim. Then you have Eidos. Eidos means testimonies. There are certain holidays and certain commandments that God told the Jewish people to keep because they remember something. For instance, Shabbat remembers the seventh day of creation, and then Pesach remembers the coming out of Egypt and so on. That's for Jews. Many, many mitzvahs that we remember and celebrate things that happened. If the Torah would not say this, we wouldn't do it. But now that the Torah says it, why not? Makes sense, just like a birthday and so on. We celebrate a specific time in the year, a specific event that happened so many years ago, and we relive the event and so on. And then we have chukim. Chukim means completely irrational commandments, like the red heifer, which I'm not going to go into the details, but the point is that we have certain commandments that make absolutely no sense at all. Now, after the giving of the Torah, where God spoke in front of the Jewish people, 600,000 men between 20 and 60 years, around 4 million people listening and watching and so on, the Torah continues in this particular week and says, Ve'elia mishpatim, and these are the rules. The word ve in Hebrew, it's and. And these are the rules and so on. What kind of rules? Rational rules. Now we know that the word ve in Hebrew and in English actually connects one thing to the other. The Torah could have said, Ve'elia mishpatim, these are the rules that God spoke and so on. But no, it doesn't say like this. It says, Ve'eile, and these are the rules. What does it mean? Just as certain rules were given at Mount Sinai, and they depend on the first two commandments, I'm God your Lord, and you will not have other gods, and so on. Even the most deepest things in Jewish thought, understanding the unity of God, understanding the existence of God, that we can never reach that understanding because he's infinite, that we're not infinite, and so on. That is actually the source, not just of the Ten Commandments or the other eight commandments, but they are the source of Ve'eile Mishpat, and these are the rules. Even the rational rules, we do not keep them because we understand, even because we learned from the animals of the earth. We keep them because God said so. They're based, so to speak, on the revelation of Mount Sinai. This is the most basic foundation of the whole Judaism, for Jews and for non-Jews. That's why the Parsha of this week's reading starts with Ve'eile Mishpat, and these are the rules. We have to know that it's not enough that our intellect, human intellect, even a normal and good, healthy intellect, understands we have to behave in such and such way. Because there might be times in which even normal intellect understands that we do not have to behave in that way. So when a person is based on the revelation of Mount Sinai, in other words, when a person bases even his rational decisions in God, then you have the warranty that you can actually take the good and proper decisions in your life, which are not, again, not based on your own intellect, but rather on God's intellect.